Walt Tiptulu Road Rage, we are back. Well, you're going in there. You're in there. Wow, what? What's going on? Wow, what? No? Yes? No.
I was just, the computer was a little slow.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking it would be fast.
Well, I'm working on it. I thought you hit a scratch off or something the way you were acting.
Oh, no. There would be more to that if I did.
Okay. Yeah, so if you hit like a scratch off, like the people that we know listen to the show did, then I would know because you'd be getting your coat. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
She shakes her head. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, and his wife, Jeannie, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. They own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure that they carry on the tradition of kindness and service quality, availability, which are still trademarks of this company today. You've heard the many testimonials of the people who have called in the show, the station. But, you know, we've had live on-air people call in unsolicited to talk about Gary and what he's meant to their lives. Gary's behind each of his agents, always available by phone or in office. Gary and his agent's service always comes at no cost to you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. I think it was a big game. You know, Jimmy and Duncan, I guess, wrote me and said, no, how's it a big game? You beat a 3 or 4 win team. As I explained, I think it's a big game. Especially given the way Clemson started to turn the season around. I think you have to give Dabo Swinney credit. You have to give this coaching staff some credit now. They turned the season around. They did the best that they could under a bad circumstance. It started out terribly. It could have gone completely south. They did not let that happen. They kept competing. They kept playing. And I think to go to that stadium where those people were jacked up and to come away with what I thought was a convincing win. Now, look, the Gamecock fans are going to tell you that that a lot of calls went against them. They did. They did. They got the raw end of the deal on calls. There's no question about it. I mean, it's inarguable. But they were going to lose anyway. All right. That's the reality. The reality is they were fortunate to be as close as they were. Like I said, Cade makes either one of those first throws, and if the Clemson defense does not have the absolute bust, then what's the score at halftime? It's like, you know, it's like 24-0 or something. And that game, it sort of felt that way. I mean, I know it was 17-14 at half, but it didn't feel like a 17-14 game. That's why it felt dangerous, because it felt like you had controlled the whole thing, but you're still sitting there on a seesaw tipping back and forth. You don't know what way it's going. But I thought Clemson did everything they needed to do to win the game. I thought the game plan was really good. It was what I hoped it would be, but I had no reason to necessarily expect that would happen. Like I said, I'm pretty sure if you track it back all season against any P4 team that there's no game that Randall had 24 carries and in combo with Davidson having 8 carries, so 32 carries by the running backs, which, again, is what I was hoping for. I said on Wednesday that I thought it would take 25 or more carries by the running backs for Clemson to win the game. Again, I cited the attempt factor over yards because, again, it puts the quarterback in 2nd and 6. It allows the entirety of the playbook on every single play, and that's the advantage Clemson had. Sellers never had that advantage because the rare time South Carolina got the ball in the first half, they were basically always behind the chains because they never ran the ball. They never ran the ball. So if Sellers didn't complete a first down pass, it was 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 10, and that's what they ran. I mean, I don't know how many carries South Carolina gave to the running backs in the first half, but that was the distinction. It was that Clemson kept handing the ball off for whatever the gains were, and that's how you controlled the game. Pretty obvious. And it worked. So I think you have to credit them. Like I said, I think the real heroes were Matt Luke, the offensive line, Garrett Riley for sticking to the run, and mostly Adam Randall. For carrying it 24 times and for controlling the game in that manner. Again, South Carolina had none of that. They finally started to run face on a little in the third quarter, but never committed to it. And the funny thing is, when they ran him, he actually ran effectively. I mean, what do you have, like seven carries for 40 yards or something like that? And I think it all came in the third quarter, if memory serves. I mean, probably like midway through the third quarter is when they finally started giving him the ball. And again, that's the kind of control. It's the same kind of control they needed. Look, the bottom line is this. Clemson coached a smarter game than South Carolina did. They just did. They just coached a smarter game. And that's why they won. That's why they won. I think South Carolina still needs an offensive coordinator. And there have been several names floated. We'll find out where the Gamecocks wind up. But I don't know what their situation looks like next year. Well, we don't know what Clemson's situation looks like next year. We don't. It's really interesting. We just played a rivalry game, and we have no idea who the starting quarterbacks are going to be for either one of these football teams next year. But my guess is that the starting quarterbacks are not on the present roster. In South Carolina's case, it might be on the present roster if it's Cutter Woods. And look, I think Woods has some ability. I mean, somebody asked me that on Twitter. It's been a long time since I watched Cutter Woods' film. And some of the guy came in I answered the question. And then some of the guy came in and said, he's got an elite arm and this and that. He doesn't have an elite arm. I would not define Cutter Woods as having an elite arm. I think he has a good arm. I think he has a solid arm. I think that was the most surprising thing I recollect from watching his film way back when, is that I thought his arm strength was surprising. Better than I would have expected. Some of in the past, I know, compared him to Colt McCoy. I think there's something to that. I think that he has some of those ingredients. When he got a chance to play this year, he actually played pretty good. Why he was the third string quarterback, I have no idea. But could I see South Carolina going in that direction? Plus, you also have Aaron Nolan, who you paid a fortune to. So, I think South Carolina has some answers at the quarterback position that might be ready if Lenora Sellers wants to go somewhere else, and I think he will. So I believe that's a possibility. And then from the Clemson standpoint, I do not think the starting quarterback is on this roster. I do not. There's just no way in my mind. I think that it's conceivable to me that Chris Denson could be the quarterback 2 years from now. It's not conceivable to me that he could be the quarterback next year, not at this point. I don't even know what anyone's seen that would make them think that. I don't see how running for 100 yards against Furman makes you think that. I'm lost in that completely. I think Denson has athletic ability, and I think he has a future. What did he throw, four times for 20 yards? And that can complete four passes for 20 yards? The quarterback has to throw the ball. And again, it's been a long time since I watched Chris Denson's film. I need to go back and watch that again. But I'm just not anticipating that. I think Clemson needs an experienced quarterback next year, at the very least a bridge guy. Whether Clemson goes for one of these three-year guys, if they're available or not, I can't answer that. But if they did, I wouldn't be concerned with that. I would not be concerned with that at all. I don't think you can run a football team like that anymore. I think you have to focus on the here and now. And if you bring in a guy who's better than the quarterbacks you have, even if some of those quarterbacks have potential and you hope that they're ready like 2 years from now, I'm sorry. If I can get a guy who's great for 3 years, I'm taking him, and I'll just go get some other guys who can be the backups. That's how I view it. We just lost three people there. I don't know what happened. So you can get back in. Brady and who else? The other two were on hold. You can get back in. But that's not how I view it. I think you have to play for now in this game. I think that's just the way it is. And you're seeing that happen around the world of college football. And I think it's got to happen here as well. So that'd be my guess. And so, again, I don't know what direction Clemson's going in. I have no idea. No one's told me anything. I have no idea. But if you want to sort of get the one-year guy, there are going to be guys out there like that, like Sorsby of Cincinnati or, others. There's a whole group of them. I mean, I gave you a list of like 15 guys, maybe more. If you want to go the three-year plan and you bring in a guy like a Mestemaker or something from North Texas, who's probably going to be pretty much in demand, but if you want to bring in a guy like that, and that leads to your backups leaving, adios. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I you can't be worried about that. If you're going to bring in a three-year guy and you're going to lose backups because of that, well, then that's just the way it is. But I will be personally shocked. I've been shocked before, but I will be personally shocked if Clemson does not go out in the portal for a starting quarterback and find one. I think that's the reality of where you're going to be next year. And I don't see any other alternative to that at all. I don't know what the alternative would be. I'm not sure you have anyone who's really ready to be the starter. I think Vezina played well when he had a chance against SMU. Emery, how are you, Emery? Good to have you.
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Emery. Thank you for getting in.
I know I was actually at that Furman game that you were just talking about, Chris Stenson. I know a lot of people were they were like, oh, yeah, Chris Stenson needs to be our starting quarterback because he rushed the ball. But, I mean, we never even saw him really run the offense.
Right.
Every time he dropped back to pass, he just ran out the pocket. So,
right.
I mean, that could be good, but I don't think that's not going to work against these good teams like LSU and South Carolina. And, like, those are not going to work in high-pressure games where – the defense knows what they're doing, and they're not an FCS team from up in Greenville. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And,
so
and,
I think
know,
we
and
definitely
again,
need...
Right. It's, and this is not in any way disparaging Denson's talent. I think he does have talent. But
yeah.
But talent has to be seasoned. It's this whole crockpot thing that Dabo and Clemson utilizes. And I just don't think – I don't think next year is it. I think maybe 2 years from now, if that's the direction you want to go in. But, yeah, you're going to need somebody – Who can go down to LSU and win that football game at quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. You need like a veteran guy from the portal. And I think, you know, when you see in the NFL, they get these veteran guys. Like you got Seattle Seahawks, Sam Darnold. You drafted Jalen Mirrell. He's developing him. I think Dabo needs to get a veteran guy from the portal that can develop these younger guys. And one day they'll be the starters for Clemson. But I just don't think Denson has the experience enough in the to be Clemson's starting quarterback.
Right. There's no evidence of his readiness. There just isn't. And I think if you go back before the Furman game, even on the things Dabo Swinney said publicly, it seemed pretty clear that he was saying that, you know, Denson was going to take some time to develop. But people forgot all about that with a couple runs against Furman.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you for getting me in. And
thank you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, Amy. Good job. Good work as always. Let me tell you about Burn Digital. They're us. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market, have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go online to theroarfm.com. Click on the advertising tab to contact us. You'll thank us later. Do we know where Ben Milstead is, Ramona? No one's kidnapped him, has he? Because that's his truck way out there, but he's not here. Which is
I don't know.
Odd. Plus, it's odd to me. All of a sudden, he's like parking way out there, like all the way out there. Why? It's curious. Did somebody like nobody dinged his truck, did they?
I don't know.
No Stephen Garcia sightings. No keen of the vehicle.
No.
Okay. Wild Tip Tulip Road Rage. Quick break.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The way golf was meant to be, a natural, beautiful trip through nature. You'll discover it at Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Dine in the Overlook Restaurant, open Thursday through Sunday, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones, like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. Butch, I'll get to you in a second. You know, Ramona, of all of the incredible disturbing things about the way Lane Kiffin handled this whole Mississippi situation, I mean, again, you want to talk about a juvenile? This dude acts like he's eight all the time. I mean, all the time. And he's such a weasel. I mean, he just is. But of all of the disturbing things I heard about him, the most disturbing thing I saw came today, Ramona. Because I saw multiple Mississippi accounts putting this photograph up, and all are claiming the same thing. Now, again, I can't say with 100% certainty that this is truth, but there, I mean, some of these were being posted by Mississippi attorneys. From a strictly human standpoint, if you want to know who somebody is, they say he left his dog behind.
What?
Yeah. Now, this has nothing to do
with... Why would you leave your pet?
See, this is it. This has nothing to do with football. This has nothing to do with hurting Ole Miss or helping LSU, but it does speak directly to who you are. It just does.
How do you leave your pet behind?
Like, it's unthinkable to me. And I know people do it, and I see it all the time. It's just, it's horrible. But this dog's name was Kiffy or something, and they have put his photo up all over, and they are, all of these Ole Miss accounts are claiming that this dude actually left his dog behind. And I can sit here, I'm gonna bring up other points to this, which I think from a football standpoint are just disgraceful, and the things he's allegedly tried to do are disgraceful. The way he handled his assistant coaches, disgraceful. The way he handled the whole thing, disgraceful. But from a strictly human being, what kind of person are you standpoint, if it's true that this dude left his dog behind, it tells you all you need to know about the friggin' loser you just hired.
That's, I didn't think you were going to say something like that.
I know.
I thought you were going to say something like they found a bunch of like embezzlement or something.
No. I didn't come across this until this morning. When a number of Ole Miss accounts.
Does he have kids?
Trusted Ole Miss accounts, yes. When a number
of. He just left his pet.
Right. When a number of Ole Miss accounts came out with this same information. And they weren't just parroting the one account. There were people substantiating it. Again, I can't say with 100% certainty it's true, but they're posting the photo of the dog. And I think the dog's name, if I remember right, was Kiffy or something like that.
It's named after him?
Right. Right. And
he's still...
And so he allegedly left his dog. I guess, you know, what really the point here is, whether that's true or not, and again... I'm just going by the accounts that I see and the quality of the accounts that I've seen posting this, saying it, which make me tend to believe it's true. But here's the thing. Whether it's true or not, doesn't it sound like him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I believe it.
Right. I mean,
if it's not true, I still believe
right,
it.
Right. That's the point.
I'm going to believe it right away when you said it.
Right. Like, you could say all sorts of things about me, but you could never say that about me. Yeah, never.
No.
Never. There is no way on God's green earth that would ever, right, ever happen. Because, again, I think, you know.
That is just low budget, for sure.
Everything that he did is low budget. And if that thing is true, that's as bad as it gets.
That's horrible.
You know what? Let me hear the Bill Cower audio. For those idiots who think that you know, Lane Kiffin could have done both these things, listen to what Bill Cower, the ex-coach of the Steelers and obviously studio commentator, offered on Lane Kiffin, because he had heard enough.
Did you even ask that question? Why would an AD let a coach who made a decision that he wanted to go to LSU and not stay at Ole Miss coach my players and use my coaches and tell them for the next month why they should be joining him at LSU? Totally understand. I would just say thank you, Lane, and goodbye. And that being said, if indeed he decides to take other coaches with him, I would just say any player that goes to play for Lane Kiffin, just understand one thing. It's not about the program. It's about Lane Kiffin. Because he don't care about the players that he just went through a season with, a special season. Players he's had for 4 years with an opportunity to go to the playoffs. He's decided to take them and not only leave them, which I get, okay, you want to do that, but now you're going to take offensive coaches with you and destroy the program.
And deplete
the program and the dreams of these young men who you said that you want to be there and you want to do it with. But if I can't do it, I'm not going to let you do it.
I think that just total words of wisdom. I think it's exactly spot on. That hits at the heart of the reality of the situation. It's just absolutely atrocious. There's no other way around it. I mean, I just think Lane Kiffin, and again, I think the Ben sports writer who said, you know, that he's a hoe, and Lane Kiffin took exception to that. I think that's the reality. It's exactly what he is, and now he's LSU's problem. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, man. How you doing?
Good, Butch. Thank you for getting in.
Thanks for letting me in. Well, we all know what happened this weekend. Hey, the way it goes, man. Our famous saying, there's always next year. But,
And that's what Shane is saying, too. You know, Shane is saying that that next year is going to be South Carolina's year. And, you know, the reality is now he has so locked himself into that position by probably overstating what South Carolina can be next year that if he does not achieve it, he will 100% be fired next year. You know, there's no way around it. He has basically guaranteed that South Carolina is going to be a playoff caliber team next year. And if they're not, then he's 100% going to be fired because they're going to use his own words against him.
Well, yeah, I mean, why anybody in their right mind should never make a statement like that. I don't even have words to express.
He puts a lot more pressure on himself, and not to mention the fact, I mean, there's just no way to know that. The league is brutal, and you really don't even have any idea who your quarterback's going to be.
He don't even know if he's going to have a job.
Well, I think they're going to keep him, but again, if he does not produce next year, they definitely won't now because again, they'll use his own words to fire him next year. That'll be the bottom line. I mean, when you make those statements about what's going to happen a year from now, if you fail to deliver on that for any reason, they'll be able to just say, "Hey, look, man, we gave you another chance. You promised that you were going to deliver this year. You didn't again. We have to move on."
What's the dude's name that comes on tomorrow morning on Mickey's show that covers the Gamecocks?
I have no idea.
Sorry. I thought you guys liked. Anyways, he covers the Gamecocks. And he had stated earlier in the season that when Shane Beamer had come out with that if he's falling flat by like mid-October, he's gone.
Well,
they wouldn't even put up with him. That long.
He was talking about this year?
Next year.
Oh, okay.
Next year.
Yeah. Well, again.
Yeah, because he made that promise.
Yeah. I think that's right. You make.
Yeah. He said he'd be gone by middle October.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. 100%.
Hey. Pete, the reason I called in is you said you heard some scuttlebutt about some offensive. Coordinators.
I've heard some names thrown out there. I don't know whether there's any reality. I don't know what the quality of the source is reporting it. I have no idea, Butch. So I'm just gonna let it play out.
Right.
We'll see.
Oh, you're not even going. You're just gonna say that. Not even give me a name. That might be... Golly, Walt. You mean I just wasted a call?
Apparently, you did.
Well, hey.
I don't know whether any of that's credible information, quite honestly.
Where could I go to find out?
Some talk about the East Carolina offensive coordinator, but whether that's real talk or not,
I
have no idea. Yep.
When will all this chaos start? You know what I mean? Like, y'all was talking about the chaos with the draft and all that. When's this going to start?
Well, I mean, I think we're right in the middle of chaos. I mean, I think this coaching cycle has been the living, breathing definition of chaos. I think this football season has been the living, breathing definition of chaos. I think this is the most chaotic year in the history of college football. We have seen things that we have never seen before, and I don't know if we'll ever see again. I mean, we saw one school sort of get this started by firing a guy who took them to the national semifinal game last year when they won 13 games and averaging 11.33 wins for 4 years. We watched the school fire him and have no plan, which is the really dumbest part of the whole thing. Butch, I have to run. Good talking to you as always. I don't know, Mickey. I don't know, Ramon. Do you know who Mickey South Carolina guest is in the morning?
I don't.
And honestly, Butch, Mickey and I are on a completely different time schedule. I would listen every day to Mickey if I could, but it doesn't work with my time schedule. I am basically I am up doing my show prep in the witching hours in which Mickey's driving to work. So that's where we are. The only time I see that time of day is when I'm coming at it from the other side, which sometimes I do see. That's actually when I get to listen to Mickey, when I'm still up at 6. That's
accidentally.
Yeah, that's when I get to listen.
Yeah.
But trust me, I would listen every day if I could. Georgia Tech, Julius. Julius, how are you, Julius? Good to have you.
Hey, yeah, I'm fine. Well,
hey, Julius, thank you for getting in.
Yeah, long time no talk, but I listen to you.
Thank you.
Schedule change.
Thank you.
But anyhow, I got to tell you, I heard that you talk about the scuttlebutt. Now, this is what I know from some old boys down there where Kiffin is. And what happened was it was a communication problem. Because Kiffin has a reputation. He's told so many lies, he has to get his neighbor to call his dog. So when he got to leave, he called and the dog didn't come. So he took off.
Maybe the dog is glad.
You might be right. Ramona says, maybe the dog is glad. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. The dog finally says, I'm free. I'm free. I got rid of that loser.
Well, yeah. Look for the dog. The dog's in better shape than we are because we still got to listen to Kiffin's lies.
That's true.
He didn't go away from us.
That's a good point, Julius. That's a very good point.
Anyhow, I always want to call in and talk a few minutes. Usually I tell you something real long and extended, but I thought I'd give you this
I'm
quick.
I'm glad you did, Julius. I'm glad you did. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you listening, okay, to it. Thank you. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever the issue is, it's a personal matter. Impacts your well-being. Don't call some 1-800 company that you have no idea who you're calling. Your solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can take your life back, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up. David will help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can 100% change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940 or stop by their office, Len McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You know, from a standpoint of what we witnessed again Saturday, I think that the first thing is that you really have to give Matt Luke a lot of credit because that offensive line was patchwork. And to be able to take that offensive line and control an entire football game against South Carolina by running the football, I thought was really significant. So, like I said, if I'm giving out game balls, that's where I start. Matt Luke gets a game ball. The offensive linemen all get game balls. I think that Adam Randall gets a game ball. I think that's really where the game was won. I think it insulated the Clemson defense. Clemson defense was not on the field very much in that football game. In the first half, they were almost never on the field. And when they were on the field, they gave up two big plays. But I did think that, you know, that the combo of Brown and Woodes, I thought played well. I thought Parker obviously showed up. Held played well. Those are some of the guys I thought played well in the game. But again, I think kudos to Wade Woodes because I think Wade Woodes' tackle basically salvaged this season. Had he not made that tackle, that's 21-20 South Carolina, and the stadium's gone berserk, and all the momentum has changed. I don't know if you get up back up your feet off of that. Probably not. It probably changes the whole nature of that game. So even though it was a game that I thought Clemson was clearly the better team. Clearly the better team. I thought they... Clemson exerted control of the game, I thought, pretty much from the beginning and never really relinquished that. And again, I know there were some calls that South Carolina fans are unhappy about, and I understand why. But I still think that Clemson was just playing better. And probably should have won the game by more than they did, but for some mistakes. All right, quick break. You can get in. 654-7627.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule two visits, one before the summer and one before the winter. This means that preventative measures are done on your HVAC before a small problem in your unit becomes irreparable. Members also get a discount on any repairs that they need, and they get priority in our schedule. Sign up for a Davis Services maintenance plan today and take advantage of our special fall pricing. Call 864-578-9233 today.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees, and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our eight locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger. Faster, better. This is where it starts. How do you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
The Upstate home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Why don't you stand in the air for a ride? Now that's the time to take control. Then you will find the music you see. Yes, you do. Oh, then you know.
Waltip to the Road Rage. We are back. Oh, it's Tony Morrell. That's Mickey South Carolina, I guess. Let me tell you about the Franklin Trees. Tony's been doing that for a million years. We used to have Tony on occasionally. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me talking about them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us. I want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. Now, S.E. Buckeye wrote us and said Franklin Tree Service is the best, and I know it from personal experience because I've had Brian and his team out to my house on at least two occasions, and one time I had like 20 trees taken out because they were all gonna fall. They were all leaning towards my home. They were beyond my fence line, right beyond my fence line, and I knew they were dangerous, and I knew I was playing Russian roulette, and I just didn't do it. And then one day a white oak fell between my house and my garage, and I said, okay, that's it, those trees have to come out. And I called Brian Franklin, and again, affordable, ultimate professional service. You know, he came with, and trust me, when it comes to equipment, unparalleled, the absolute best. There was another oak tree I had questions about. Brian said, nope, you don't need to do anything with that one. So he's going to give you the straight shot on whatever it is that you're dealing with. But the reality is he saved my life, because if I had not acted before Helene, all those trees would have fallen. I know they would. It's not even a question. I don't know what happened. I think that I might. Where my property is, I'm making a valley, and like generally when storms hit above me, they hit other people. They don't hit me. This stayed in my valley, and it wiped out my woods, and so it certainly would have wiped out the more exposed trees, which would have hit my house. Franklin Tree Service, fully insured, committed to top quality work, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. You can get in right now if you want, 654-7627. You know, if you're a genius, you could tell me who the quarterback for Clemson is going to be next year, who the quarterback for South Carolina is going to be next year. Is it going to be Cutter Woods? Is it going to be Aaron Nolan? It's so strange because neither of those guys was the number two guy on the depth chart. But I think South Carolina does have some answers. I don't know that Clemson has a crockpot answer for next season. Ron in Aiken. Ron, how are you, Ron? Good to have you.
Man, I'm doing great. I'm still seeing feathers fall out of the sky from Columbia, which is always a good thing. Whether they win by 200 or 2 points, so long as the Tigers win, that's what counts.
That's exactly and, right.
I had to give a shout out to my Panthers for getting it done against the team they weren't supposed to beat twice.
You know what, Ron? That's the most amazing outcome of the weekend. That just proves the NFL. I don't know. There may be people who like this. I think this is the worst NFL I've ever seen. I think this season is the worst I have ever seen the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody. Nobody's any good. I mean, if that's what they really wanted, that's what they have. These teams all suck. I mean, I thought the Rams were the team. Well, if it's not the Rams, who is it? You know, I have never seen the NFL like this. There's no legitimate team. They all look like garbage from one week to the next.
Well, the thing that makes me wonder about it, because I'm not one given to conspiracy theories, but for the Chiefs just to fall completely off the map the way they have, and for the Philadelphia Eagles to be struggling, it does make you wonder. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes Dallas, and here comes the Panthers, adding that parity in. And that those conversation starters around when you're at Buffalo Wild Wings or whatever, it does make you wonder sometimes. But the thing that I saw that I like with Carolina and I like with Clemson, number one, Clemson's defense should have been given the game ball, because our defensive backs, Woodas and Brown, they played like their hair was on fire. And I think they were embarrassed last year. We should have won last year. But I think they were embarrassed because, and I think we're starting to see Dabo Swinney's wisdom and going with Allen. I'm hoping that's the start of how it's going to trend upward. And I wanted to ask you.
Ryan, just to be clear, I think that's true. I think Tom Allen's a great coach, and I think things are going to get better. But I really still think that, and you may not have heard what I said earlier, but I think Clemson won the game offensively. And they did what I thought they needed to do to win the game, which was they needed to run the football. And they handed it to the running backs 32 times. And they controlled the whole game by running the football. Every play call was available to them. They kept South Carolina's offense off the field. Again, you had the two big plays, but Clemson controlled the entire game. And they also, quite honestly, Clemson kept their own defense off the field, which I think needed to be done, because I still don't think this defense is where it needs to be. And South Carolina is no offensive juggernaut either. But I really thought that it was the control of the game, the time of possession, the complete control. Because, again, there's been no game all year that Clemson handed the ball off to the running backs 32 times. And I said Wednesday that I thought Clemson needed 25 carries from the running backs to win the game. I didn't know that they'd do that, but they did. And I think that's why the Tigers won and controlled the game. But I do think that Brown and Woodes played well. And again, I think Woodes made the play of the season, because the ankle tackle on Sellers around the 40-yard line, Sellers was out the gate. He was gone. That's a touchdown that would have put South Carolina up 21-20, and then the crowd would have been going crazy. I thought the Woodes ankle tackle on a 240-pound quarterback was the play that won the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. I wanted to ask you a question. I told Ramona I wanted to ask you. I'm seeing this in the pros, and I'm seeing this in the college game. It seems like it's a real hard play to defend, but there's a slant route that they're always everybody seems to be running now, going to the left, and it seems like it's real hard to defend. And is that just my observation on that? Am I crazy on that? But I do think you're right too, because I saw it with Carolina. They won by running the ball and controlling the clock. Yeah. They had the ball almost the whole third quarter.
Yeah,
but I'll take it off.
Yeah,
the
thank you, Ron. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'm not sure what exactly you're talking about on the other, but in terms of control of the game, yeah, it's always been this way in the National Football League. The team that has the most rushing attempts wins games, and it's not hard to understand, because it's not about whether you have one great running back who can rush for 200 yards. Sure, that's a nice thing to have, but and there aren't many teams that have that. So what actually wins games are the control of the game. And when look, we watched this all last year against Clemson, when Clemson never controlled the game because everybody ran on Clemson. The opposite of that is also true. And what it really comes down to is this: when you're operating out of second and six, your entire playbook is at your disposal. When you're operating out of second and 10, it isn't. And that's really what it comes down to. It's easy to run offense when you're in second and six, second and five, all game long. And against South Carolina, Clemson was in second and five all game long. That's the way Clemson played. They used the run to set up the game, and it worked perfectly, and every receiver was wide open. Tiger Ward, how are you, Ward? Good to have you.
Hey, Wald, how are you?
Good. Thank you for getting in.
Hey, Wald, I'm pleased that we – can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Wald? Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I'm pleased that we won. I've been tough on Dabo this year. I don't think it was his best year. But I got to give him a lot of credit for turning the negative into a positive, yeah, in the way we finished, getting a bowl game wherever it is. Good job in that regard. But going forward, my big question, and we had talked ages ago about this, but it seems if we can get a good quarterback, this team, and I got my eyes on Arch Manning because I think he's a stud. I watched him the other night. I don't know. I had heard that he came here on a recruiting visit. But back to, how does Dabo get this quarterback? What is the protocol for poaching a QB from somebody? Because I'm convinced if we had a good quarterback with the way the team is maturing with Allen, I think we could win a national title again. I think it's possible. But we got to get a good quarterback.
So how does he do that?
Well, you can't actually poach them. I mean, others do, but that's not something Dabo Swinney's going to do. So, you know, it's funny because that's another sort of drawback to Clemson's recruiting of the portal. It's that other people are all in. And by all in, I mean they will bend the law and break the law and make first contact and everything else. I just don't think that's the way Dabo Swinney's going to conduct himself. So he's going to have to do it the right way. And you're going to need quarterbacks to enter themselves in the portal. So we'll see how it plays out. We don't know who that will be yet. I mean, I have a list of 15, 16. I would be pretty shocked, Tiger Ward, if Arch Manning is one of them. I don't think Arch Manning is going to be available to Clemson or anybody not named Texas or the National Football League.
Well, what do you think of Arch? I mean, he's matured a lot, but what do you think of his future? I mean, he certainly has a great last name for being a QB, but he's going to be
the number one pick in the NFL draft. For all the people who have said all these negative things about him this year, he's going to be the future number one pick of the NFL draft. He's 6'4", he's athletic, he's tough. He was put in a difficult situation this year, and he's gotten better and better all year long. I mean, and he's put Texas in contention. Now, the Sarkisian lament about Texas should be in the playoff, no, they shouldn't. Here's what Texas is, and I wrote this on X. Texas is South Carolina from last year, and what I mean by that is, by the time we got to the playoff last year, South Carolina was good enough to be a playoff team and could have competed and even won games. They were playing really good football. They were probably playing as well as anybody else, but they didn't do enough during the year to get in. Texas is the same exact thing. Texas is now playing about as well as anybody. You have the feeling like if they were in the playoff, they potentially could win the whole thing with the way Arch Manning is playing, the way Wingo's playing, and everything else. But the way the defense is playing now. But the dilemma for them is they, no matter how much Sarkisian laments it, they are not going to get in because they just didn't do enough. They lost to Florida, and it's the loss to Florida that's going to keep them out of the playoffs, and that's just the way it is. Again, if they got in, could they win it? Yes, but they're not going to. The problem for Texas was that Arch Manning was in development this season. Now you're seeing the finished product, and the finished product's good enough to beat anybody, but that's not the Arch Manning we saw for a good part of the year.
I mean, what I saw the other night would, you know, the ability to evade the rush, and then you look downfield and come up with, you know, maybe one or two potential receivers, which was very impressive. Honestly, Dak Prescott, I saw that the other day, the best I've ever seen him looking downfield and evading the rush. And this kid, Arch Manning, he's the real deal. He's got a great arm, I think. Wow, incredible. One last quick question, Walt. So if Duke wins, they're not going to get into the playoffs, are they?
That's correct, right. So, I talk about the doomsday scenario for the ACC. I'll explain that on the other side. Thank you, Ward. Good talking to you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client for
first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the Upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the Upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Ever tried...